Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Tom Petty died. I had to go.
You were shaken by that one.
I was working here. I went upstairs to my office. It was one of the ones I had to. Recuse myself because I don't like to cry in front of the family. And so I had to go upstairs and be alone. I went to the Tom Petty concert, and we were there, and my buddy Matsy was with me. Have I told you this story before in the air?
No.
We were there. And I don't know, I was unloading trucks at the time, and I don't know why I still got up in the morning and went and unloaded trucks. A job I had no problem calling off from because I was young and stupid. And for whatever reason, I'm like, nah, I'm going to toughen out. I'm going to work this day. It's dumb. Hungover as hell. Terrible day. Either way, was there that night. We're in the bathroom. And I'm standing there, and I'm going to the bathroom. And, you know, we're going number one. I'm next to my buddy, Matsy. And there's this other guy next to him, and this woman like pops her head in and is like said some guy's name, and they're like, hey, oh, it's a men's room. Oh, hey, oh, men's room. And they're like, she pops out, and someone's like, there's a woman in here? I got to clean up the language a little bit. And basically, there's a term for this, but I'm not going to say it because we'll get thrown off the air. But there was the... you ever see Brewster's Millions where, yes, she sure wasn't ugly. Like, it went down to that, and this guy all of a sudden goes, that's my wife. And I go, zip it up right now. Betsy. And these dudes, I mean, right behind us in this bathroom at Blossom, haymaker after haymaker, oh. And we are, like, covering up as we're going. I go, there's a fight at the Tom Petty concert of all places. My God.
Yeah, just enjoy the music. Come on. It's a legend.
We go out there. The cops come running in. They're like doing like the, they got the night, they're holding the nightstick, getting ready to bring the nightstick out. Like, it was bad. And you just hear guys getting it in the bathroom.
Big boss man.
You're ever in Summit County, Ohio, you better respect the law and order and don't be getting in fights in the men's room. All over this one, he just had to defend his wife's honor. I mean, I don't blame the guy. Shouldn't have said what they had said. I had a better feeling about that fight than I do the Cavs game tonight because all you guys.
Oh, come on.
Yep, there you go. There you go. How you like that? I'll take, you know what? Here's Luke in Elyria. He's going to get you ready for a playoff game. Hello, Luke.
How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful, Luke. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Listen, I think trade Darius Garland for Ja Morant straight up. Who says no?
All right.
Yeah, there you go. We're ready for Cavs basketball.
That's what you're thinking?
We're ready for Cavs basketball.
On day game
number
three. If
Owen was here, we'd be playing Tonight's the Night. Nobody knows how to find it without Owen. Again, after another legendary rocker, we'd be playing Cavs basketball. Here we are. Yeah, you guys are ready for game three.
How about we – I got a trade for you. How about
General
we,
Manager Andrew Berry of the Browns. He joins us at 9:15.
How about we trade the Darius Garland that can't play for the Darius Garland – that will play tonight, because it will mean the world of a difference in this series if they get him back.
Please, dear God.
They are better than the Pacers. The Pacers have somehow been turned into... You know how I listen to these national...
A bad feeling, because you guys have a bad
Kenny,
feeling.
You know how I listen to these national podcasts, and I'm hearing guys go...
You listen to too many of them.
Man, whoa, Indiana, better than we thought. No, they're not. The Cavs are injured. The Cavs are injured. It's the only reason they're down 2 games to nothing in this series. Can we just be honest for 2 seconds? Yes, it was a meltdown, and there were a lot of mistakes that the Cavs made at the end of that game, but they coughed it up. The Pacers did not claim it.
Yeah.
It got coughed up.
How can
anybody watch it and say otherwise?
I really wish people were with you on this. I mean, this is the last gasp, guys, and I ain't going to lie to you. Like, I know, and I said this a couple days ago, and I meant it a couple days ago. I got a lot of folks out there. The Cavs are, maybe it's because my dad would walk by in the living room, and my dad never liked basketball, and he thought I was wasting my time. I've had a more special spot in my heart for the Cavs than I've had just about anybody else. And that's a surprising thing, because I know I'm Mr. Football, for talking football all the time. And I get all these accusations. Hey, well, the only reason I never talk Cavs because of Lima. Lima picks everything we talk about. Okay? I want to talk about the Cavs. If you think I'd rather sit here and watch the Cavs lose and then sit there and talk about what Shedeur Sanders had for breakfast, or whether or not he's being nice to Dylan Gabriel, or whether or not Joe Flacco's actually looking for real estate in Northeast Ohio, or any of that other stuff that we get into, I mean, you're crazy. You are absolutely nuts, and you don't know me. I am nervous. I don't want them to lose. I want them to win. I want them to go further, because I don't want to find ourselves talking about some of the very nasty things we could talk about if they lose. If they go and they play the Celtics after this and they lose, I'll deal with it. But, man, they lose this series. I brought this up on Tuesday, and I'm right about it, and I know I'm – or Wednesday, and I know I'm right about it, is that we'll get more Luke and Illyrius. We will get more of those calls.
Oh, obviously, yes.
We will get more craziness out of it. So that's where we're at, man, okay, personally and professionally, because this is year three with this same nucleus. And I can only say that they're injured for so long. And I can only say it so much. Let me get to Mark and Wycliffe real quick. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. So morning. We're talking about the importance of getting Garland back on this floor. I bet the Pacers would love to see Garland on that floor. The way Kenny's talking about how physical this series has been, I'm afraid Garland's not going to make it.
Lima, your thoughts?
Well, what do you mean? Are you saying, Mark, that a banged up Garland they would love to see? Because that I would agree with you. Are you saying the healthy, almost all healthy NBA Darius Garland,
yes,
from this year?
Yes, now, even healthy.
That?
I mean, he might get you 18 and a half, 21 points, but on the defensive end, they're going to eat him alive.
That's actually a fair point. I know I want to get mad at you. No, I know I want to get mad at you, Mark, but that's actually a fair point.
Yeah,
that's part
is,
of the reason I would hold
Kenny,
him out if I were Kenny Atkinson in these first two games.
That,
thank you for the call.
Unfortunately, they've been eating alive a lot of the guys that are trying to defend, notably Ty Jerome, who obviously is a zero on offense right now, but he has no shot on defense. Halliburton, when he had the ball at the end of that game, that job of putting that ball down on the floor like a yo-yo and picking his angle, how he was going to go one-on-one against Halliburton, he was messing with him. He was playing with him. He knew there was nothing that Jerome, once he got him off balance, then it was step back time, and that was a practice shot with the game on the line. What I mean by that is at no point was there a threat that shot was going to be contested.